to a special 4th of July edition of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese. I'm being joined by Brian Dubar today.
Hello.
Hello. LA Confidential is brought to you by SportsAdente.com, the best sport site for LA sports. Use the promo code LA Confidential for 10% off the monthly, yearly, or lifetime packages. All right. So today we're going to be talking a little bit of NFL news, recapping all the fun NBA free agency stuff. And also commemorating Kawhi Watch 2019, day 368.
Kawhi Watch, yeah.
we'll get there. We got to talk some Little Mermaid, and then the best Spider-Man villains of all time, and a little something for 4th of July as well. All right, let's get to it. So, football. We're going to start with, go to the Rams Ridge. We're going to scale the mountain, climb to the Rams Ridge. Not brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, we get it, our fries are mediocre. Backup offensive tackle Aaron Neary was suspended for 4 games. He was a borderline to make it in camp, and now that border is probably crossed. He's probably getting cut.
Probably.
Whatever. I mean, they'll probably find another buyout guy to replace him or someone else that gets cut in camp. I'm not worried. All right, so that was Rams Ridge. Once again, brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, animal style rules. Brought to you by In-N-Out. My bad. Not brought to you by In-N-Out.
All right. Make that mistake.
Next, we're going to fly up to the Eagle's Nest. Caw, caw, caw. Not brought to you by the Wawa. The Wawa is an overhyped 7-Eleven.
Not much going on. Pretty quiet in the Eagle's Nest.
There was one little bit of news.
I'm looking it up. Okay.
Connor Barwin might be coming back. The corpse of Connor Barwin.
Oh, God. I'm putting my phone down right now. Barwin's a cool guy, but yeah.
Hey, we had him. We had him. He had a cup of coffee with the Rams.
Of course he did. So is Sproles still trying to have a cup
No. Sproles has been on for like a longer time.
Oh, I know.
The Rams had him for a year, then they're like, you're
no,
old.
Barwin was good. But yeah, I mean... Okay, you know, wonderful. You know, hey, let him try out. Hey, maybe, it can't hurt, I guess.
I know, they'll probably keep him, and he doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to spend any more money.
No, hell no, after the Carson Wentz deal. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, and then on top of that, they're, what are they going to do? I mean, I'm assuming they're going to restructure Jenkins after this season. Considering everything,
is he a free agent of the season, or
I keep forgetting to check, but I think that they're going to do that anyway because after him like threatening to hold out.
Well, he's in his 30s now anyway, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit older for, but I mean, no, you know, he's still fine. I mean,
I'm just saying, like, anymore. I mean, but like for the price you're paying, I mean,
yeah, it just depends on how bad they want him. And to keep him on a team,
mm-hmm.
And also if he's going to be reasonable,
right? That's the other part.
But
of
that's
it.
That's every organization.
No,
well,
no.
Not necessarily. Some, yeah, never. But.
I'm just saying, like, they probably be like, you know what? You're like 30. You're like 32. We don't need to keep you anymore,
right? But no. Other than that, it's been relatively, it's relatively quiet. But I mean, like you were talking about the NFL in general. It's dead.
It's dead, and then it'll pick up at camp. We have two last little bits of news. For this one, we're going to go to the Cowboy Corral, even though Wes isn't here.
Oh, yeah, with the Zeke thing?
Mm-hmm.
The
Cowboy Corral, not sponsored by Whataburger. Whataburger, stop calling us the In-N-Out of the Southwest. Anyway, Zeke Elliott is not going to be suspended.
No, but...
Yay!
I loved the heartfelt, handwritten...
Oh, my God.
Explanation and him explaining what he needs to do.
Look, man, this is one of those things. If you're going to suspend him for this, you're clearly trying to arrest Al Capone for tax evasion.
Oh, I'm not.
Like,
I'm not, no,
it's dumb.
No, it's not that. It's the report that he or when he whatever he said afterwards after speaking to Roger Goodell.
Well, I'm sure Roger. He's like, come on, Roger. We really want to do this again.
Oh, no, I commend whoever wrote his speech for him.
Oh, I'm sure he dictated it to somebody.
Yeah, right.
He was in a room, he's like, oh, what do you want to say? I'll type it on the phone for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure that he used that same vocabulary, Chauncey.
Oh, how dare you? He went to the Ohio State. They're a good school.
I never said he didn't go to a good school. I'm just saying that's not Zeke Elliott talking.
How dare you?
When you hear him in,
that's
like...
profiling, and profiling is wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong.
All right.
But I do think for the purposes of fantasy, this is awesome. Now we don't have to be like, oh shit, how many games is it gonna, when's it gonna come back?
I think you always have to, that's my point part of this, is you always have to worry about it. If he seriously, he gets in trouble every
but it's not,
single, like he has
no,
something, He has an active dirt sheet, like, all the time.
But, I mean, like, his dirt sheet isn't as bad as other dirt sheets. Like, I saw Kareem Hunt was in trouble again. I was like, oh, crap, who did he beat? And it's like, oh, well, I guess it was just a shoving match, but still.
Yeah, but...
He's a worse person.
Oh, I agree with that, but they're both worse people. That's not somebody you'd want to even be remotely compared to.
No.
And yet you just compared him to Hunt.
I know, but it's just like, all he did...
that's not a good thing.
All he did was push some overzealous security guard. I mean... You know, we saw that with the NBA parade, too. Some dude tried to, like, push him aside in jury,
okay,
and it's like,
okay,
all right, bro, chill out.
You could say that, but he's been a professional now, what, how many seasons? This is going
to
be his...
Well, this was part of our lesson, you don't go to EDC at all. Because you don't know what they're on EDC.
Okay, so,
he
again...
He needed water.
He's been a professional football player for a few years now.
Year four.
And
this
he
is
needs
four.
To learn... to be an adult.
Okay, I'm just saying, man.
And if he wants a new contract and not have to worry about, like,
yeah, right,
how much he's going
to Jerry's
going to
sign him no matter what.
But he
just, like, short of being...
You know what, but honestly, I don't even know why I'm like, Jesus Christ, Wes, I could take shots at Wes's team right now, and I'm
Please
trying
do,
to,
he makes fun of you every week.
Oh, I make fun. I don't need to fight back.
Oh, like, because they won? Because they won?
Well, they did, as far as, like, recently.
Because they won?
The most recent.
Is that why? All right, the last little bit of news, by the way, that was Cowboys Corner without Wes Campbell.
Yeah. It's okay, Wes. I was looking out. I didn't, but I do think that your boy Zeke needs to grow up.
Well, yeah, but he said that, but he says it every year.
Yes.
So this was Cowboys Corral, not brought to you by Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers were around because you hate yourself. Anyway, the last little bit of news, the NFL union said that they might actually have a CBA agreement by the end of training camp this year.
Oh, nice.
Which is insane, because I don't really
remember. That's fast.
Well, because the deal expires after the 2020 season.
Okay.
So... Actually, yeah, it would expire for the 2020 season. And I don't know if you remember the last lockout, but it was a shit show.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
You don't remember the glorious summer of 2011? Oh, my God.
I honestly don't know what the hell I was doing in 2011.
Well,
it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, the NBA and the NFL lockouts, I think, the same year, and both of them were just shit shows.
Well, NBA was worse.
The NBA was worse because Billy Hunter and Derek Fisher were negotiating for the players.
Oh, yeah.
However, the players got more than the NFL players
did. Oh, hell yeah. I actually think that it's going to be interesting because I think the NFL is going to start trending a little closer to the NBA way.
No.
You don't think so after
no.
they kind of redo it?
No, here's why. Because the ownership of the NFL doesn't ever fully need to reinvent the wheel at all. Because they just assume we're the NFL.
Yeah, but what about player contracts and stuff like that?
The only thing I can see them, like, they're gonna, well, no, because in the NBA, the player, it's 51-49 in favor of the players.
Right,
as far
exactly.
As, the NFL's not gonna do that. The NFL doesn't even have guaranteed contracts.
That's true.
Like, but, with the NBA...
Which is kind of ridiculous, because you're guaranteed a certain amount, and then...
Right, like...
There's always, like, something in... Yeah, there's a big...
Like, they can cut... It's like, after the guaranteed portion of it is paid,
they cut you loose.
Bye.
They can cut you loose, yeah.
Yeah, which sucks. Whereas the NBA, someone's paying for that deal somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA doesn't have the franchise tag, which I want them to abolish, because, A, it makes free agency shitty, right?
Who makes more endorsement deals? Is it, would you say it's...
NBA by far.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because, like, there's a handful of NFL players, like, I'm sure if you could recognize most NBA players, right?
Right.
Like, if you looked at, like, the Warriors, you could pick out Clay, Steph, Draymond, you can pick them all out of a lineup, right?
Right.
You can pick out LeBron, Durant, even Kyrie and Kawhi at this point.
Kawhi, yeah.
But with the NFL, there's a handful of dudes, and other ones you're like, I'm not sure, because they wear helmets. Like, it's, it sounds stupid, but that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of NFL players that you really see doing ads, right?
Yeah.
Baseball's way worse than hockey. You don't give a shit.
Right. Okay.
Hockey's stuck in a time limit.
That is true, yeah.
But,
which is unfortunate because it's
baseball,
so much
there's
fun prob- to go
there's
to
prob-
watch.
Well, yeah. But there's probably like three baseball players that are like, that would get endorsements like by the bucket full. Right?
Yeah, like Trout or...
Yeah. But even then, it's like, but Trout's never in the playoffs, and he never will be. But I mean, like, with NBA, you're far more exposed, and they're way better at social media.
Yeah. Well, they have the shoe market on lockdown.
Well, shoes, but other stuff too. Like, you have Harden and Paul doing State Farm ads, which is still funny, but they do that.
Yeah.
They have their own media companies, like LeBron and KD are doing.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get to the whole KD media thing in a minute, because that's fascinating.
Yeah.
With why he went to Brooklyn, part of it. But anyway, we'll get there. But with NFL, they make far less in endorsements. Cause
yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't know if you knew for sure.
Oh, yeah, for by far.
That's what I thought.
Because they're more out there. They're more out there.
Yep.
And the NBA encourages it, too. The NFL doesn't. Okay. They like the fact that you wear a helmet and you're almost anonymous.
Right. Yeah.
But I do hope that if they do get this together, they don't have to add that 18th game. They keep the playoffs the way it is. And they don't have the franchise tag anymore. Because that's what hurts their free agency.
Because
it's like, oh, well, who is Jadeveon Clowney going to go? Or DeMarcus Lawrence? Like, oh, shit, never mind. They tagged him, so who cares? Like, they're probably going to resign. It's boring.
Okay.
I mean, at least they've been more trade happy the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Which has been nice. Because before, remember, you'd never really see trades. And if it was, it was, like, inconsequential.
Yeah, it was. I think it was just.
Like, still, like, the biggest trade, I think, until the last couple of years was, like, Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis. And that was, like, in, like, 2005 or something. So hopefully they get that deal done, because nobody likes a lockout. They suck. And plus, they have to really get it together, because also in 2020, all the TV rights are up.
Okay.
And now they're, you know, it's not just Fox, CBS, and NBC fighting for stuff. ABC wants to get back into it. Amazon wants to make a bigger presence. I'm sure you're going to see other streaming platforms try to get in it, not Netflix, but everybody else.
Right.
So who knows? So they probably want to get that ironed out so that they can focus on getting all that TV money, because that's the sweetest plum.
Right. That's going to be that'll be fun to watch. It'd be interesting I would like to see like ABC getting some games.
Because that's the rumors. That's why they're kind of like. That's why ESPN didn't like make a bid for like Romo or for Peyton Manning.
Right.
Because it's like, well, fine. This will be our.
They want to get a hot shot.
This is not our lockout season, but this will be like our mulligan season. And then they're going to want a revamp Monday Night Football on ABC, and that's where they're going to spend the money on like a Romo or Peyton Manning or what have you.
Okay.
And that's what they're hoping, because ABC like they really blew it really blew their last NFL deal, they said no because like the NFL like wanted to do a Sunday night there, but they're like, no, we're good, we have Lost and Desperate Housewives on Sunday nights, we're fine.
Screwed himself over.
Yeah, well, exactly. That was I think that was one of the last things Bob Eisner did while he was at Disney.
Yeah,
it's like oof,
idiot.
And then Bob Iger's been trying to get it back.
Yep.
Because they saw what it did for NBC. Like, it saved a lot of jobs at NBC.
Oh, I believe
that. It really, especially during that post-Friends fallow period.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the other thing. And then Amazon already has a foothold in, so I know they're going to want to go for it. Yep. Disney can also probably do something with Hulu on that, because they own Hulu now.
Yeah.
But that's the big thing. You're gonna see streaming now get into it. So and CBS is gonna let it go without a fight.
It'll be interesting too if you can kind of almost like pick games to watch.
That's gonna be the hard thing. Is okay, like the networks are gonna keep bidding, but then like, is there a point where like a network says no, it's not. And that might come to it, but like that's all Fox has now because they don't own their studio anymore, so that's just going to be a lot of live programming and holdovers from, like, the McFarlane Simpsons era.
Well.
All right, so, moving to the big chunk of our show, the NBA free agency kicked off on Sunday, and boy, did it.
It is awesome.
The league was on fucking cocaine, guys.
It was nuts, man.
You were just refreshing your phone. Every 5 minutes is a Woj bomb. You're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah,
like every 5 minutes.
It was very fun.
It was very. It's still. I mean, we're still waiting on the big one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I wanted to go over some of the big ones and a couple like little ones that I think are going to go a long way. So the big one on Sunday was Brooklyn. Yes. They locked up the big three of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan's corpse.
Yep. And then Russell is with.
Well, we're gonna get there.
Oh, okay. We're gonna say because I know. Okay, I was just saying.
So Kevin Durant's obviously not going to be around next year because he's going to be recovering.
Right.
But the Knicks fans were disheartened, to say the least. And then the Knicks were like, well, we're going to sign KD anyway.
they sunk
again.
The ship was like starting to kind of come back.
It was Titanic was coming back. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be KD and some combination of Kyrie, maybe Anthony Davis to the Knicks. And
that was... Wow.
I know, but it's always funny because sad.
It is sad
because they lose out on Zion. You're like, well, all right, that hurts our trade ship with the Pelicans,
right?
Because the Pelicans end up getting Zion. Yep. So it made it that much easier to trade
Pelicans might actually make some
noise. To lose two marquee free agents to, like, your the New York Mets of basketball, that's rough.
Yep.
And Kyrie went there because he's a weirdo and he just wants to be in Brooklyn. But the Kevin Durant one was interesting because I didn't realize that one of the guys who owns that Alibaba company owns 49% of the Nets.
Wow.
Do you know? Yeah, you'd have heard of Alibaba, right?
Yeah.
I've heard of yeah. And then also,
I know that,
the whole Roc Nation thing is part of the Nets now. Okay. It's Jay-Z's agency.
Right, yes.
So they pitched him on this whole thing, like, we're going to make all this stuff happen for you. And that's a tip Durant over the edge. And then DeAndre's Jordan's his buddy, so that's why he got him to, like, $10 million a year for 3 years, which is incredible because DeAndre's washed.
Yes. I forgot that he was still playing.
I did too. I'm like, oh yeah, he was on Dallas last year, huh? Because he's a buyout guy.
Yep.
So the Nets won't have Kevin Durant for a year, but do you see Kyrie Irving having a positive influence or no?
I think it's going to be a lot of. They might be a playoff team, but that's not saying much.
Well, they're a playoff team this year.
That's what I'm saying. It's not saying much, yeah. But I think it'll be similar to the. Honestly, I think it's going to be similar to the how when Kyrie was with Boston.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Give it to you, obviously the following year when Kevin Durant comes back,
and then
we don't know where Durant's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be okay. I don't think I don't think they're gonna make it to the championship.
No
way. Oh no way.
All right. Maybe. I would just say maybe
because the final two.
No,
the championship.
If Durant can come back okay, like in year three of that, they might make an East Finals because we don't know what the East will look like at that point.
Yeah.
Because by then Giannis will be a free agent too.
At that point, yeah. But that's like I said, you got this whole injury has to play out with Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the therapy, and then even when he gets back on the court, like, you know, or gets practicing again, what is he going to look like in a game that actually mm-hmm. means something? It's a lot of those guys because it's
going to take a minute to mesh.
And it's a terrible injury, so it really does suck. I do feel that mm-hmm. That's still hard to kind of play that back in my mind to kind of see how it just ended.
I know.
He just shouldn't have played.
He shouldn't have, but he did. And
yeah.
No one will really know what happened with that because until that stuff starts leaking out the next few weeks. But
you're probably going to hear things here and there.
Oh, you're going to, like, you know, Iguodala.
Iguodala said
some stuff about the medical staff there, but, like, we'll never really know.
Well, he's gone now, so.
That's where I'm going to next. And the Warriors, kudos to them for not letting Durant go for nothing.
Right.
I did not see that shit coming. The D'Angelo Russell signing trade. Holy shit.
I don't know if that really makes them better.
Well, here's what it does.
It just gives relief to Steph.
Which is important, because he's all you really have.
Yes, but
because Draymond's not a scorer.
Oh, no. Draymond, once he leaves, and I do think that he will, maybe not him leaving, but or whatever it is.
They might trade him, because he's going to be, depending on how he plays his cards, he's either eligible for the max or the super max.
Exactly, yeah.
And they can't do that.
And he's not one that can take over a bad team and be the main guy.
Well, he's a really good locker room, he's a volatile locker room dude, but he's like the kind of guy you need.
Decent defense. Very good rebounder.
But I mean, like, I wouldn't pay him a super max, especially because that doesn't age well.
That'd be a big mistake. Mm-hmm. That'd be a big, huge mistake.
And I don't think they're gonna. But the Russell thing at least buys them time, because they could also, starting in December, depending on where the Warriors are, they could flip them for something.
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's an asset. Like,
that's
they could,
true.
Because, like, Minnesota almost got D'Angelo Russell. Like, Carl Anthony Towns, like, lobbying for it, and then the Nets did the sign-in trade. So, theoretically, in December, they could be like, okay, well, we'll take a bunch of your assets and picks and whatnot, or other players you want to get rid of. Not Wiggins, because no one's taking that fucking contract.
Mm.
So we could flip him in December if this thing goes south. But we have an asset.
I just wouldn't be. I think Golden State will make the playoffs again next
year.
They'll
be like a 6 seed.
Yeah,
I think they'll be
gonna
be low,
and they're going to get eliminated pretty quick.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they got some good, interesting buyout guys, too. So.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're working. Kudos to them, because they completely...
Yeah, because they could have just said, all right, well, you know what, buy Durant, like, and then have nothing end. But
they
traded Iguodala, who's going to be a buyout guy. We'll get to him in a second.
Cause... I mean, they ended not just the championship, but technically that's the end of their season in a complete wreck. And not in a wreck like they fell apart. They literally it broke down. Like, the injuries just decimated
the team. It just shows you how quickly these things change.
And Curry was done. He was gassed. fast. He was tired after, like, because he was just...
He was just taking shots.
Yeah, and he was just... He was running out of steam, and it's
and
just...
Clay, you know, Clay...
Clay went out, and then...
Then yeah. the rest of the team is just old. Like, Livingston's cooked, so he's gone.
Cousins wasn't...
Iguodala is older, like...
Right, Iguodala's older, yeah.
Like, I think, yeah, the Warriors, I think, will be a fun six seed next year, and if the Russell cooks with them, then that'll be fun if they were one while they slowly integrate Clay back in, because Clay could be back by March.
Yeah. The West is wide open. I mean, you look at the drama with insane. Rockets.
Well,
yeah,
the Rockets are, it looks like, I'm surprised they haven't been more engaged in what's going on, because they're always active in something, but I don't know, it just feels like it's been too quiet with them, and I'm wondering if, like, they don't have any other moves left. Because they're capped the fuck out.
Yeah, no, I'll say, yeah, it's going
like
to be...
Rumor was they're going to try to trade Clint Capella, but no one wanted Capella, and then Boss ended up using that money to just sign Kemba Walker.
This is why it's exciting times, and I know we're going to get to the Lakers, but...
That's a separate thing.
Yeah, but it's... the West is a complete... It's completely different. I mean...
It's crazy.
It's shifted immensely. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole... NBA has, but especially the West.
Because, like, you look at Utah, not only do they trade for Conley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
They signed Bogdanovich,
which was
a great pick for them.
I love that Conley trade. Oh, that was such
Conley, then they got Bogdanovich, was a great pick.
And Utah wasn't bad last year.
No, they just...
They're not normally that terrible.
No, they're a good defensive... They're a good regular season team, but they run out of scoring in the playoffs because it just becomes the Donovan Mitchell show, but not anymore.
Right.
They signed Jeff Green on a sweetheart deal. Like, they have depth. They could do a lot of damage. And then you look at... Like, the Pacers did really well, too. Like, they had a good free agency. Hold on, because I like what the Pacers did. It went kind of under the radar.
Yeah, I didn't really read much.
They traded for Malcolm Brogdon on the Bucks, and they also signed... Hold on, where are we at? Hold on. Damn it, where's the... Because I really liked what the Pacers did, and I wanted to shout them out, because no one's really talking about the Pacers. They were going to get Ricky Rubio. They ended up not doing that. They ended up just getting... Malcolm Brogdon, Bohan Bogdanovich with the Jazz. Damn it, where the hell? Oh yeah, they got Jeremy Lamb, which I liked for them, and they got someone else, like a Chibo guy today that was really good. But let's see who else made some major moves. The Bucks got both. They have both Lopez's now.
Oh yeah,
yes they do.
I didn't totally miss that one.
Oh yeah, they extended Chris Middleton, which sure, I guess you have to.
Wow.
Jimmy Butler got traded out of the Miami Heat.
That was
fascinating, because I guess now the Heat are also looking at trying to trade for Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Well, Beal's good.
Yeah, no, but I'm just...
It's just an interesting team.
Yeah.
Al Horford signed with the Sixers, which was interesting. I didn't see coming. That's going to be very
that
good.
That will be,
that's
yeah.
good, very good for them.
Yeah.
They re-signed Tobias Harris. They got Al Horford. And Ben Simmons got extended this week as well, which that team's super expensive, so now they really have to make sure they get their shit together. For some reason, Harrison Barnes got $85 million from the Kings, or to stay with the Kings. Jamal Murray and Paul Millsap are back with the Nuggets. Pat Beverly's back for 3 years, 40 with the Clippers. Nikola Mirotic had the interesting one where he left $50 million on the table because I think Utah was going to offer him that, and he went back to Europe.
Hmm.
I know. Mirotic was good. The Grizzlies got a bunch of picks and Andre Iguodala, which, you know, they're going to buy him out, and then Iguodala might end up on the Lakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, because he's a buyout guy. That was one of the rumors. And also, Kyle Korver got traded to the Suns. Might be an another Laker buyout guy.
Yeah,
Lakers got Jared Dudley for nothing.
I mean, I guess I got to wait because the Lakers are away. It's a different section.
Well,
so.
That... I mean, we do two other...
It's an interesting... everybody has their own thoughts about the Lakers. It's exciting times.
The Knicks ended up getting Taj Gibson of 2 years, 20. Julius Randle, 3 years, 63, which I actually like for them, but the rest of their stuff, I just don't understand. They just needed Bobby Portis, 2 years, 31 for some reason. Reggie Bullock, 2 years, 21 is very interesting. For the Knicks, yeesh. Wayne Ellington 2 years has 2 years, $16 million. I do like the 4 year, 32 for Seth Curry going to the Mavs. That's a good pickup. They almost got Dragic in that Jimmy Butler trade, like, because they were the third team to facilitate it, but then it broke down, which sucks for them because that would have been a fun EuroLeague team. Enes Kanter 2 years, 10 at the Celtics. Wes Matthews is in the Bucks. Frank the Tank Kaminsky, 2 years, 10 with the Suns. Ricky Rubio got 3 years, 31 with the Suns, because I don't know why.
Okay.
But those are the big ones. I do want to get to the Lakers, because we're on Kawhi watch. It looks like it's down to him staying with Toronto and him going to the Lakers, because the Clippers are now out of it, which was fascinating, because everybody had Kawhi going to the Clippers, even me. I was like, that's going to be a Clipper, because I thought it was going to be him and, like, some other superstar, but that's, I guess, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if they do all that cap space now.
I don't know.
They can't get anybody because they were waiting on Kawhi, and then they struck out, and it's like, oh shit, the market's dry.
Yeah. It happened very fast.
It all happened very... Oh, JJ Redick going to the Pelicans is a huge one.
Oh, no. I love that one.
The
Pelicans are going to be...
They're going
to be interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to be very... I'm excited to see how that plays out.
Exactly. Because I can't really do the 1-8.
We keep talking about it, but it's just with the draft lottery, like going all the way back to that with the Knicks and how drastically things have just changed.
Well, when the Lakers moved up from the 11th pick to like the top five, like, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh and no.
She's at his leverage.
Yep. Oh,
they had to use that to get it.
The Knicks are probably at least glad the Lakers only got that 4th pick, but then again, it also took them out of the Davis trade.
Yeah. Yep.
Because then once the Pelicans won the lottery, they're like, well, what do they need the 3rd pick for?
Exactly. Yeah.
The 4th is a little cheaper.
Yep. But that was, this is going to be an insane looking bunch of teams. I mean, everything's changing.
If the Lakers get Kawhi, like, I can't contain myself.
Yeah. It's Miami all over again. But even better. Honestly, better.
Let's say, because Davis and Kawhi are better than Wade and Bosch, respectively, even though Wade was really good that season. Also, fun rumor, Laker rumors, that a lot of their buyout guys are a lot of their minimum guys. They said Wade might come back, Amare, Carmelo.
Oh, God.
I know. Well, look, whatever. They can only get ring chasers at this point if they sign Kawhi.
Oh, no, yeah, they have to go super cheap because... I mean, are we talking about the Lakers now?
Yeah, we're talking about the Lakers. We're full Lakers.
So that is exactly what I was going to mention before you stopped me.
Sorry.
No. I realize we're restructuring through this. So, I mean, that's all you can do is literally get... get a bunch of guys around... a power three or whatever you call it. I mean, I'm still so happy that we have Kuzma. I was really happy.
I know. We had to keep somebody. Otherwise, David Griffin's just a dick.
Yeah. So, and then if we did get Leonard, it would just be stupid fun to just like, oh my, because at that point, I mean, they have to win. Those guys have to win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good news is that if they sign Kawhi, then they at least still get Davis and Kawhi for the next 4 years.
I mean, those are arguably like the three best players in basketball right now. Obviously KD, but unfortunately...
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, who else would be... Oh, obviously from the Bucks.
Giannis.
Yeah, Greek Freak, yeah. And then Harden.
Yeah.
And then... I mean, that's really... Maybe
Dame Lillard. You could throw Dame.
Yeah,
maybe,
I like
maybe Kyrie.
But Lillard's more of a likable, like, great. He's a good. He is.
Look, he has a lot of pull on that Portland team.
No, I'm saying he's the best player ever for Portland, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could say Luke Walton.
But I'm just saying, as far as, like, the elite of elite, I haven't seen that from Lillard yet.
It's close. I mean,
he's great. I love Lillard.
You're leaving out Curry.
Curry.
So don't slander.
No. Curry's up there. But the thing is that he's. But when you're, I guess, you know, but Leonard kind of falls in that too, because Curry is, he can do a few things well, but he's really known for dropping the three-pointer.
Like, Which is crazy. But he's good at it.
And best on-the-go three-point shooter I've ever seen. I mean.
Great leader.
Yeah. But he, I just, the physicality that you would get from... as long as they're healthy, Anthony Davis and LeBron alone. Kawhi is kind of...
He's an amazing two-way player.
He's a great two-way player.
I would say
player.
Right now he's the best player in the league.
He is really strong, you know, for his...
He's a brick wall.
But he's more so... He's a little more like... You know, LeBron will run you over to dunk, okay? And then obviously, you know, Davis is under the rim like he's dangerous. And he can also, you know, shoot out, you know, on the perimeter. But... Leonard is very methodical.
Yeah.
Very methodical. So you'd have, you'd have three of if you had the top five, there's three would probably be right there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right there.
Yeah, that would be an amazing team, and God knows what they'd assemble that team with, but they'd obviously have to be heavy favorites in the West, and that whole That whole West is so wide open, though, because you just don't know.
Well, what happened in the finals just changed everything.
It did.
Even Clay going down just changed...
It did.
Changed everything.
I should say he is back of the worst.
And then, obviously, like we talked about, the Rockets are just a mess as far as, like, just...
all levels of it, because they have a new owner.
Yep, they're just... Yep, and then they're... And the players hating each other, toxic environment with between CP3 and Harden, and
they have to get out of a bunch of contracts.
They
can't do anything there because like they're basically gonna have to run it back, and then you know hope that if Paul and Harden can't be friends again, they can at least like play together a little bit.
Yeah,
but even then, that's probably not happening. And then D'Antoni's on the hot seat again.
Yep.
Because they made him fire all his assistants.
Yes. Yep. Oh, well. I mean, they keep losing.
I know. Well, yeah.
It's the same team.
Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is they won't have to worry about that Warriors team anymore. So that who knows?
But that's what. But and that's another plus for the Lakers if they can get some. You know.
Yeah. Portland and Denver lurking.
I mean,
the Mavs are going to be much better.
Yeah. Portland.
New Orleans. Who knows with Sacramento if like they can keep that going?
Yeah. Or even the Spurs.
Spurs are always lurking.
Yeah,
they haven't missed the playoffs since '99.
Yeah,
so.
But saying that, even realistically, even if they didn't get Leonard, if they could get,
well, if they don't get Leonard, then it gets really dark.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they'll have all that. They'll have that $30 million to spend, but it's like there's no.
Oh
one to pick
right,
up.
Yeah, they'll be in that. Yeah, that's true.
It's
yeah.
just like
it's a dry well.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's either
yeah, right.
either they
same
get,
situation that the Clippers are like.
The Clippers are at now.
Yeah,
because they're clearly not getting Kawhi unless like they've really played us.
Do
all
you think
for
there's
fools.
A chance that Leonard stays with Toronto?
That's what I'm afraid of. Because today you had that Toronto. No, I think it'd be a two. The rumor was if he were going to stay in Toronto, it'd be a 1-1.
So oh, really?
So he could opt that next year when there's no free agents, and then he'd be the number one guy again and, like, run it back to defend the title.
Oh, okay.
Because then Toronto has a bunch of cap space next year, too, because I think Ibaka, Gasol, and someone else, and Lowry fall off.
Okay.
But, you know, that team's going to get old, and he might not want to stay there for that. So, who knows? Today you had Kawhi watching Toronto, where it looked like OJ footage, when they're following him, following his car.
Yeah.
They had the flight plan tracked. Apparently, Kawhi didn't like that. That kind of, and all the leaks Toronto had, so who knows? Because Kawhi is also a hard bastard to figure out. Like, that's the thing
He doesn't...
He's a weird dude.
He's very strange.
And you've heard everything, just nothing out of that camp. Nothing. Whereas, like, with LeBron, you hear almost everything.
I'm interested, too, because he's probably... Stuff like this, like, people talking about probably drives him nuts. Like, God, why does everybody care what I want? Like, I can totally see him like that.
But he also wants to be in a huge market, which is why the San Antonio thing partially broke down.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
A whole lot of, like, a whole lot of layers to all this. And
it's fascinating.
They said that he's not going to make a decision tonight, might not even be tomorrow, but possibly Friday or Saturday. Like I'm hoping he doesn't break it on the 4th of July. I just want to have fun, enjoy myself and have fun, not to go, oh shit.
Yeah.
But so that's the NBA is always amazing year round. I love it.
Yeah.
The NFL should take some notes. Last couple things in the LA section before we get to superhero shit.
Okay.
I want to salute the women's national team.
Yes.
Alex Morgan with sipping some tea in England.
The goalie, dude.
Uh-huh.
The keeper saved their ass. It could have easily been a 3-2 loss to England.
But she, you know, much to the chagrin of Hope Solo, she kicked ass.
Did you see one of the headlines on ESPN today about the jerseys?
No.
Jersey sales are skyrocketing.
Good.
I think they said that it was some crazy thing, like 500% increase of what...
Good.
I don't even know what they compared it to.
Hey, you know what? The women's portion of FIFA, pay your players more.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Because the men make way more for doing way less. The women get shittier field conditions because the FIFA doesn't care.
Yeah.
Even though, like, the women's team is, like, with head and shoulders above the men.
Yeah.
Like,
dominant.
They should at least be getting paid the same.
I think they're going to win it now because the two I was scared most for was France and England.
And we got them.
Well, France, they controlled it because especially at the very end, they played they protected their lead and they just played great defense.
Right.
The England game, dude, was like, I was in jury duty and luckily they had it. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I was like, I'm not kidding. And I missed the last 20 minutes of the game, which was apparently where it really heated up.
Oh, wow.
Because that's where the PK happened at like 83 minutes and the keeper, and it was a bogus call. I don't care what the broadcasters say. Okay. Bogus call. And then it went to the VAR. Like to review it, and there was no contact. That English player just missed the ball. But anyway, it felt good because the keeper owned it. She got the she caught the ball, and they ended up winning 2-1. Oh, it was, and then they were getting physical.
England
was getting pissed. I mean, there was scratching. There was, you could tell there was jersey pulling. There was boob pulling. There was just like, I mean, you could totally see it.
Easy, Jerry the King.
No, I'm serious. Like, there was so much grab. I was like, they were playing like dudes.
They should be getting paid like them too.
Yeah, they were. That was probably the most exciting game. It really was. It had it all. You had two very, very just crisp looking teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had
face if who's it down to?
Like, Netherlands. They just won today.
Oh, who'd they beat?
Sweden. I was mad. I wanted the Swedes.
That's a tough break for Wes.
Yeah. Well, I wanted the Swedes to win. I like that team. I even like the men's Sweden team.
I know, for a very different reason.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. It was a 1-0 game, and I actually watched the end of the full second half. And
they play the 7th, right? Saturday,
Sunday at 8 a.m.
Sunday. Wow. Okay.
I think it's at 8 a.m.
Wow. They get all the way till Sunday. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good for Rapinoe. She gets to heal her hamstring.
She already said that she's feeling better.
Good.
So she's planning on playing.
She's a monster. I love Megan Rapinoe. Yeah.
This is probably her last World Cup. So
good. And by the way, kudos to her girlfriend for that Players Tribune. Sue Bird, man.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh, it's great.
Maybe I did see it on there, the video.
Yeah, okay, she's using all the shit people are saying about her.
Right.
Great.
Honestly, it was. I was telling my wife about that too. Before that, you just told me that. But with all the crap that they were given just from their first game, winning 13-0, which I was kind of like suspect. Scoring three goals in stoppage time, I was kind of like, that's a little much.
It's Thailand.
They almost used it as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they needed that against England. To get past England, they had to stay. Like, because England was pushing them around, was not giving up, was playing really physical.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls didn't give up.
Well, that Rapinoe, a shot of her scoring the goal against France, you know, that one, like the Randy Orton pose?
Yeah.
That's an iconic shot.
Oh, yeah.
But with Alex Morgan doing the sipping the tea, people were trying to give him shit for that, too. It's like, oh, so classless. And it's like, hey, she said, we work hard, we play hard.
Right, yeah. Great. That's fine.
No, I love that.
Yeah, and honestly, the English players do shit like that all the time. So
all players do that.
That, too, yeah. But to me, the best, like, if they got, and I'm, they had to have got, somebody had to have gotten a good picture of this, but there was a shot on goal at the very near the end of the. It was in the first half of the game against England. It was a beautiful ripped shot that was going in the corner of the net.
Right.
England could have tied it up 2-2, and the keeper was completely diagonal in the air, completely diagonal, arms, legs, everything extended to the max. She could not have stretched her body anymore, and fingertip save. And hit the ball out of bounds. It was going in the net. And then that was before. And then near the end of the game, she got the PK. She saved their asses.
Yeah, good for them.
She came up big. And then obviously Alex Morgan, she could win the Golden Boot, which is like the most valuable player. Because she's at 6. I think there's one other. There might be a Netherlands player that's at 6. I'm not 100% sure. But I think Alex Morgan's going to get it.
Over Rapinoe?
She only has 5 now because she didn't play that game. She didn't play in the last game against England. She's because of the hamstring. So right. Just by technicality.
Well, I can't wait till we talk about them winning over the Netherlands next week.
They have to. If the Netherlands win, it's going to be like they literally just like took a dump.
It'll be 2011 all over again when they lost to Japan.
Yeah, well, Japan, I don't remember them. I can't remember what the score was 4 years ago.
It was like, it was a crazy. 2-1? It was, no, I think it came down to like PKs, didn't it?
When Japan won.
Yeah.
No, that was 8 years ago, though.
I know, that was the 2011
right,
one.
Right, right. Four years ago, it was Japan. And it was Japan again. And then U.S. got the revenge.
Oh, no, but I meant the 2011
one. Right, 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 yeah, but I can't remember.
It'd be that kind of a letdown. It was the first time they lost.
Well, Japan had a good girls' team.
No.
Team, so they got eliminated.
But it was also a feel-good story because it's like, well, they had the tsunami.
Right. Oh, yes.
Or was it the tsunami or was it the melt? It was the...
Yeah,
the meltdown too.
Yeah,
the nuclear meltdown.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
All
right.
So now we're moving off of sports, but congratulations, women's soccer.
USA.
USA.
USA. We need something to look forward to. God damn it, our countries.
Shut up. We're not doing that. Okay. We're not.
All right.
Shh. That's all that kind of pod.
Okay.
All right. So moving on to some superhero shit.
I'm working on that right now.
I know. Hold on. Well,
I know we're not here yet. Okay, you go for the news. I'm pretty much done.
Netflix and Warner Brothers greenlit a Sandman show with Neil Gaiman for a huge price tag.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is the Sandman, the DC.
Yeah, well, the Vertigo
Vertigo, yeah, who does
Recipes Vertigo? Lucifer, no, Vertigo.
Lucifer is from that too.
Oh, really? Lucifer's a comic?
Yes.
Oh,
the TV show.
Oh,
that's a comic.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, then they did Swamp Thing. It was that end of DC.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's
but yeah, they're doing a huge priced Sandman show, which is, I'm surprised that, like, Warner let it go to Netflix, because they're trying to build their own app, so I thought they were just going to pull all their shit, but...
I don't know.
Apparently, no one's been casting it yet, but that's happening. I'm trying to think, what else did I put in the outline? Oh, the Flash movie is coming back. They have it. They're talking to Anthony Muschietti, who directed the It movies.
Okay.
To do the Flash.
So with the same kid.
Well, yeah, that's so they can keep him.
Okay.
Because they had to figure out something. I mean, I won't believe it until they start like rolling.
I don't. Honestly, I didn't care about that Flash at all.
Oh, I love Ezra Miller. He's a good Flash. I think he's a good Flash.
From Justice League.
Yeah, I like Ezra Miller. No,
he was not a good Flash.
Wow.
He was not a good Flash.
Oh wow.
No.
He was the only thing I liked in Justice League.
Batman? Ben Affleck was
Was fine. But, like, Justice League was a shit show.
This is why you need to get Wes's brother Corey on here, because he is one of the biggest Flash fans.
I know, but I'm just saying, I was entertained
by him. I enjoyed it as a Flash. Okay. I think he's a great actor.
Okay.
He was in the Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah, he's
a bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff, but he's a great actor, but that's not very
out. Okay.
It's just not him.
Look, I don't know, so I was just entertained. I hated the rest of Justice League, but I'm like, except for Batman, I guess.
I like Batman. I liked Alfred Batman.
Okay.
Which is a shame why... I mean, hopefully this one's good, but the one that they're coming out with. But I feel like there's so much changing and flipping around and they're rushing it out that I'm a little worried it's going to be a mess.
Well, no, but I trust Matthew Reeves because he's been working on this for a while. Like, he's at least been attached the whole way. Like, Matt, he's a good director.
Okay, no, it's fine. Like I said, hey, we've had that... We had a whole copy of him with Allie and Wes and all of us were guys.
I trust Matthew Reeves. I think he's really
all good. I'm saying is that people were going ape shit over the fact that that Heath Ledger was going to play the Joker when that first dropped,
I know,
and then how that turned out. So
exactly. Well, they're like, well,
give it a chance.
But even when they pick Nolan to direct the Batman Begins, well, it's just like, who the hell is this guy? He directed Insomnia and Memento.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did. That's right. I remember
that. It's like, sure, man. Like even when Keaton was cast, like before there was internet, people did not like that pick. They're like, Beetlejuice, like that's not Batman, okay.
Yeah,
like they got really indignant about it, but you know it worked out. So you never know about these things.
Yeah,
but you know I Anthony Muschietti, good for him. I mean, you parlayed Mama to the It movies and to fucking Flash, assuming it actually happens.
We'll see. That probably will. I'm assuming.
There was one other thing I wanted to talk about before we get to our Spider-Man rankings, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm blanking.
Is it DC, Marvel?
I think it was Marvel, but I don't. Oh no, I remember now. Sony is pulling out of Comic-Con this year.
Oh my god, everybody!
I didn't realize that Marvel Studios was still going to be there though. So I think everyone.
What?
Apparently that was the case. I'm like, why the fuck are everybody clearing out? Like, what are you afraid of? Because I'm like, well, Disney's going to be Marvel's going to be at D23, so what do you care? But I guess Marvel is going to be there.
But is that a consistent thing?
No, they're not there every year. Oh, they pick okay. and choose. But I'm like, oh, that's strange. I figured they would do their whole big rollout thing.
Well, it, regardless, Comic-Con seems like it's a mess now.
It's dying now.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just like, well,
which
why,
is sad, but
why, do we, why do we need to pay for you guys when we can just have our own thing?
Like, yeah, Disney, and they're so it's expensive to go to it, too.
It's hard to go to because you can't stay anywhere anymore.
Right, yeah.
It's what happens like every festival. You get priced out of it. Like it starts out fun, and then it's like, oh, well, now it's got too big.
Again, we got lucky. We got very
lucky. We did. We'll do Comic-Con stories at the end of the month when the real one's going on. Yeah. That's what Sony, because people, Sony was originally going to bring Zombieland 2, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I think a couple other things. I think they had something superhero related coming out this year too, or something.
Okay.
But they're like, nope, we're not doing it. So I guess everyone just like, fuck it, take it, Marvel, like, clear out. Which I thought Marvel was going to announce all their post Spider-Man Far From Home plans at D23, but I guess not. All right, so now with Far From Home coming out this week, I thought it'd be fun, instead of ranking our favorite Spider-Man, because, like, let's be honest, it would just be, like, some combination of Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, and the kid from Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to put Andrew Garfield on their top of anything.
No.
Not for that. I figured, let's just rank Spider-Man villains, because outside, next to Batman, he's got the best rogues gallery of villains.
Okay. Wes gave me, he didn't give me one through, because we're doing, okay, I know you'd like to do the honorable injury,
honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Wes just kind of gave me, like, a footnote, so I don't know if you want to
do it. Yeah, we'll read Wes's and go from there.
Okay, so we won't say anything, we'll just say, okay, so Wes just said, couple names I'm throwing out there: Carnage, Kraven, Venom. Loves this, all the symbiote villains, which is really Carnage and Venom. But then there's sure. more. But if you watched Venom, it kind of sort of dabbles into that. But and I actually have an interesting note on that. But I'll
talk we'll get about there. That.
So all right. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Shit. Okay. So are we doing honorable mention?
Yeah.
Or are we just doing
go for your honorable mention? Okay. If you have one. Like, who just missed your cut?
This is where I'm tough. I have a 5 and 6, and I'm, like, really, really, really... Because there's so many villains, and honestly, I think Spider-Man probably... If you had to name, like, a bunch off, like, Shaka, and, like, name 5 to 10, you could do it for Spider-Man, for Batman. Maybe for Superman, but not so much. I think if you...
X-Men, you could.
X-Men, you probably could, but honestly, it would be Batman and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, those are the top two. I'm just saying, like...
Because it's easier not to think about it.
Yeah, theoretically, with X-Men, you can.
Yeah, so, I am going to say. Oh, and by the way, you and I were talking about this last night. So we're including comics.
Yeah,
it's not just movies.
No.
So I am going to say, Chameleon is going to be my honorable mention.
Okay.
Which is a guy who nobody really knows his true identity, but he just basically disguises himself as another human being, and pretty much like robs banks and. Does crime.
I forgot about him, so he didn't show up on my list.
Yeah.
My honorable mention is actually Venom.
Okay. I almost had him as an honorable mention, too.
He missed my top five. Like, Venom was really a really cool look, an interesting story, but, like, it's one of those things where I think, like, he looks better on a t-shirt than, like, he does in practice. You know what I mean?
And you want to know why? I think you and I talked about
Carnage,
this.
Too. I'm with Carnage, too. Like, it looked great on the shirt, but, like, in practice, it's not as great.
So, love the symbiote. None of those made my list either, period. Also, a big part of that is because they were not created by Stan Lee.
Came in the 90s, right?
I forgot the name. I don't know if he was there. He was an illustrator, but there's two guys that worked on it. It was very much a visual character. Stan Lee did not, and he never took credit for him. He didn't create the symbiote.
Which is saying a lot that Stan Lee didn't take credit for something.
Yeah, he did not. No, the symbiote was not his idea. So, yeah. So that was...
Okay.
Number 5. I'm mad because I know that he's in the new movie, but I did not... I really wanted to put him in...
Mysterio?
Yeah, but I didn't put him in here.
He made my 5. He's my 5.
So mine is Sandman.
Oh!
Sandman's my 5.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Thug, Sandman...
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, he was a little different in the comics, but that was probably the only watchable character in that movie was his character.
That's very true.
Maybe a little bit of Harry Osborn, but even his his kind of goblin, new goblin thing was not working. But other than that, he was kind of fun to play with. But I would say Sandman's my five. Sandman is my five.
I like Mysterio a lot. Again, cool look, interesting concept.
Mysterio too.
Mysterio, he's a cool name. Like I think he's a cool villain.
Yeah. Very, very, the visual thing, too, is just awesome. The outfit is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool backstory
with the whole, the special effects stuff. Mm-hmm. Sandman's really kind of, he's not very complicated to kind of understand. No. He's really just a thug.
Yeah.
That's all he is in the comics. But he
can do shit.
But he was powerful, and it speaks for itself, so I like
it. All right, and number four?
Number four is Green Goblin.
Not on my list. Sorry.
I put him on my list because of Norman Osborn. Okay. Not just from Green Goblin. I love Norman Osborn. Now, Green Goblin did take multiple. There's like Harry was the Green Goblin at one point. I think there might have been another one. But I mainly did Green Goblin because of the original Green Goblin, the Harry Osborn angle, and I'm not Harry Osborn, Norman Osborn angle. Because I love Norman Osborn as just a villain in the comics. So I guess you could say Norman Osborn / Green Goblin. That's my number four. So
okay.
That's why that's on my list.
For me, my number four, I went Doc Ock.
That's my number three.
I really like Doc Ock. Again, a cool concept. He's also a hyper intelligent scientist. But it's the dark, it's the bad version of how Spider-Man could have gone.
Yep.
The arm again, cool look.
Oh yeah.
Translated great on screen.
You mean from Spider-Man 2?
Alfred Molina, baby.
Yeah, but yeah, well, he owned it, and then the special effects were so well done.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great. Great look, easy concept. Like Spider-Man. I have four arms. You have four legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
No, it's
cool name. Otto Octavius.
Yeah, actually, even, like, if I can remember, like, the video games, the cartoon, obviously, it's a classic. Mm-hmm.
Catherine Hahn in Into the Spider-Verse was a cool version of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. Oh, that's such a good movie, too. I have not seen a bad Doc Ock interpretation on screen, even with video games. Now, I don't play a lot of video games. I know there's a ton of Spider-Man video games, but I think I've liked them all.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, well, you know what? I think there was a show, or maybe one of the more recent cartoons, or maybe it was like one of those, like, not 3D, but the almost like a CGI like cartoon on the.
I remember that.
Like kids or something.
Yeah,
like
kids channel. I remember that.
I think there was a Doc Ock that didn't have any like legs or something like that. That might have been. I'd have to do some research on it. That's probably the only one I really wouldn't care for. But yeah, Doc Ock is
my number three. So Doc Ock's your number three. All right.
Doc Ock's my number three with everything you said. And he's great. He's just a reliable bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's smart. He's intelligent.
Member of the Sinister Six.
Sinister
I can only
Six.
Name four of them, so I forget.
Well, they changed a few times. There's Rhino, Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, Rhino.
Mysterio. Rhino, Scorpion, Mysterio, Doc Ock.
Vulture.
Sandman, Vulture.
Okay.
I think that. Now, I can't remember if those are the original six, but I know that that is the Sinister Six
for
the
most part. Speaking of which, my number three, I like the Vulture a lot.
Vulture is cool. Honestly, all these characters, it's tough.
Adrian Toomes, baby!
Yeah. Those, a lot of the characters, it's tough, or the villains, it's tough to keep them off the list, but yeah, I like the Vulture too. He just didn't make it.
I know. My list. Morbius is a tough cut for me too.
That was another one. That was another one tough, yeah. But he kind of branched off and did his own thing, and then I don't remember for sure if he was in a Blade comic. I know they did a cartoon thing.
I thought it was a Blade. Like, it was more of a Blade thing than Spider-Man, but I know they
started with Spider-Man.
I know, but I mean, just like, I think he eventually went to Blade because, you know, vampires and such.
Right, yeah, and they're making a movie now. Jared Leto's like, what's up with that?
I'm sure Jared Leto followed a vampire around for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
And only wanted food that looked like blood.
Yep. They have a name for that. There are people like that out there.
Yeah,
that like believe that they're vampires and they'll drink blood.
I'm sure Jared Leto did like eight notebooks full of like diaries on that shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's the honeydew of actors.
Yeah. No, that was Vulture. Yeah, Vulture's good, but
great look.
Yeah, story's pretty cool. He's he's unique too. Yeah. He's very unique out of any villains I can really think of.
Your number two?
Kraven.
That's my number two as well. Yeah. Actually, it's my number one.
Oh, okay.
Kraven's number one. But cool. I think we'll have the same next pick, but it's okay. Keep going with Kraven.
Really? You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
It's kind of obvious.
Kraven, Kraven the Hunter, he is just, he's just cool. He's just
well, it's a cool concept. Like, he wants to hunt Spider-Man.
Oh, well, because like he's a hunter, but then it's like, oh, he's hunting, technically he's hunting a human, but it's like, it's his ultimate...
It's the most dangerous game.
Yeah, exactly. It's his ultimate... it really becomes his ultimate obsession.
Mm-hmm. There's what makes him unique.
Well, there's a comic book strip, too, and I know that I don't want to ramble about it, but there's a cool comic book strip where he believes he kills Peter, and then you think Peter's dead.
Mm.
It's one of those things where they like he's dead for a period of time.
Sure.
And then what Kraven does is after the game's over, he dons Spider-Man's outfit, and he... fights crime as Spider-Man.
Oh,
and
wow.
He kills some of his, or kills his victims.
Mm-hmm.
But then you fast forward, then it turns out that Spider-Man's alive. Peter Parker did survive, and I don't know what, I forgot, like, what exactly he was doing. But yeah.
It was a coma fantasy.
But yeah, Kraven, it's just cool. And he is a special character, but it's not like he doesn't have superpowers or anything.
No, he's just a skilled hunter.
Yeah, he's almost kind of like, he got trained by the, you know how like Batman got trained by the League of Shadows? Yeah, he's just so well versed in anything you think of. So
all right, so my number one, I'm assuming your number two, Kingpin, Wilson Fisk.
Yep, Kingpin. It is Kingpin. Yeah.
Duh.
He's just the leader of crime, the head. He's the king of crime.
One of the only Marvel villains to have like three arch enemies. That's him, the Punisher, and Daredevil.
Yep. Yep, and he's been around for a long time. Been around in multiple different comics. He can literally put him anywhere.
He's a monster, but he's also very agile.
And he's human.
He knows karate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super organized.
Yep.
You know, often, you know, what you can...
Very intelligent.
He can fight. But, like, that's the cool thing, because you have, like, some villains, like, well, they're cool on paper, but they can't fight. Like your Riddlers or your Two-Faces. They can't actually fight.
Nope.
But, like, Kingpin can, and every iteration I've seen of him has been pretty solid.
Yep.
Like, the 90s cartoon one was good. Michael Clark Duncan, rest in peace, is a solid Kingpin.
Yeah, he was okay. The movie was just kind of...
Well, that's not his fault, but he did his part.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when he has to fight, he's like, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, and he takes off his jacket, he's got the suspenders.
I like how they did it in the Spider-Verse, because they made him almost kind of loony.
Liam Schreiber. He was loony. He was obsessed.
Yeah, like, kind of... But he was... in the Daredevil one, he was more organized, didn't really completely...
Well, he was just a bit... He was a businessman.
He is a businessman. And he is. But he's...
And let's not forget the greatest Kingpin of all, Vincent motherfucking D'Onofrio on Daredevil.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yes. Who would have thought?
I know.
Oh, God. So good.
I know.
The scene where I think it's... Is it season three? There's a...
Maybe. I don't remember much like of season three.
It's one-on-one, a sit-down between him and the redhead, the cute redhead from True Blood.
Yeah.
And it's just so... It's like you're like, this bitch is going to die. She's pushing him. He's going to strangle her and snap her neck in 2 seconds. Nobody can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he plays it well. He's
I love the D'Onofrio.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
All right, cool. I'm glad we overlapped more than I thought we would.
Yeah, well, it's hard to pick. I think...
which is the whole point.
I'm glad I got Chameleon in there, at least as an honorable mention, just because he's a unique character and people don't really know him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a really cool character. And then, actually, to kind of go into this, I'm assuming we kind of know how Mysterio is going to be in this movie.
Uh-huh.
But they have Hydro Man and Multine Man in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are both their own villains in the comics.
Well, that's how you do Easter eggs.
That's how you do Easter eggs. Yeah, I was surprised it was Multine Man. I was like, what? Because I have a Spider-Man encyclopedia.
You're not really there because it's all Mysterio.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Which isn't really a spoiler because I really tip it in the
trailer. No, but it's
okay.
I think they know that, so they're probably going to try to do something else to kind of throw you.
I've heard there's some loops, and then I heard like the very, very end they set up for like what the rest of the Marvel versus is going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I won't look because Ali and I are seeing it Saturday probably.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, we want to see it Saturday. But yeah, I heard that it's like, oh shit, no way.
Yeah. Well, that's what they kind of set it up, because a lot of the commercial show, it's just that it's post Tony Stark.
Well, that's a
very
point,
heavy, I mean, on post Tony Stark.
Well, that's also what, by the way, that's also what made Far From Home a little cheaper.
Oh, okay.
You have to pay Downey.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so moving on from superhero shit, I want to do some quick pop culture stuff.
Okay.
We had two trailers drop this week, both of which I'm excited for. First one was the Jumanji sequel with Danny DeVito.
Oh my god, yes, I watched it. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh yeah,
I really
good.
Liked it. I thought I was going to hate the Jumanji, the reboot, but you know what? It's a fun movie. It was a good rental.
I remember you thought I was crazy for thinking that looks like, I'm like, that looks like it could be funny.
I was just like, I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm over Kevin Hart. I've had it, but I like everyone else in it. But
I'm excited for the Kevin Hart part.
Because
you saw the commercial.
Yes, right? I did.
Oh, yeah. It's the Kevin Hart. Like, I'm like, oh my god, he's going a little bit out of his box here. It's gonna
Which
be
is
great.
Good.
Oh, I hope to god it's good. It looks funny.
Danny DeVito's the best. I love Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, Danny DeVito's not really, it's somebody else playing Danny
DeVito. I know, but it's great.
In a way. So, yeah, I'm excited for this. And my wife, like, we own the...
Kudos to them. It was a good movie. I was impressed.
Yep.
And the second trailer, I really, really, really want to see this movie, Knives Out.
I saw a thing for it. Who's in it again?
Well, it's written and directed by Rian Johnson, who did Looper and Star Wars The Last Jedi. It's got Chris Evans in full douchebag mode. Christopher Plummer, Jamie Lee Curtis, Daniel Craig, Andre Holland.
I had to look it up.
This French girl, I think she might be in the running to play Catwoman, Andrea something. Hold on. But it's a really deep cast. It's a murder mystery. That looks super awesome. It looks really unique. And I'm really glad this movie's finally coming out. Like, it's one of those I kept hearing about, but you never saw any previews for it. But Chris Evans just is a douche. Oh, Ana de Armas. Okay. Michael Shannon's in it. Toni Collette, Catherine Langford. Oh, I'm sorry, not Andre Hall, Lakeith Stanfield.
That's a heavy-ass freaking cast.
Lakeith Stanfield, Ricky from... Ricky Lindholm from Garfunkel and Oates. Don Johnson. I can't believe I forgot about Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Frank Oz is in it, and a couple other people. Those are the heavy hitters.
Very cool.
I'll
look it up when I get
it
home.
It takes place in a house. Like, Christopher Plummer's murdered, and then the whole family has a reason to kill him.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole thing, but the visuals look really cool. I'm like, all right, he earned it before he gets to go back into Star Wars mode and do that trilogy he's supposed to do, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like what I wanted Bad Times at El Royale to be, even though I really liked that movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty good. It's on HBO.
Okay.
By the way, I said that like in our early episodes when no one listened, I really talked about this movie a lot. But with Bad Times at El Royale, dude, Chris Hemsworth, I feel like he's snake bit because he does really well in movies and like in non-Thor movies.
Okay,
but no one really sees him.
Oh,
he's so good. He's a cult leader. He's like a Charlie Manson kind of guy.
Right.
He's awesome. That has a loaded cast too.
Okay.
Jeff Bridges, John Hamm, Chris Hemsworth. Cynthia Erivo, who she's really good in it. Dakota Johnson, bunch of people. Nick Offerman in a blink and you miss him kind of role.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun movie. It's another no one here is what they seem to be kind of deal.
Okay.
It's cool.
Very.
But like this, but Daniel Craig looks awesome in this. Keith Stanfield's dope, but Chris Evans, like, you're gonna love it.
Oh, I'm gonna look it up as soon as I get
home. He's already a meme.
Okay.
It's already a GIF.
Okay, good. Great.
Just him just telling.
Like Slammin' Salmon.
A little bit
better because that's a cheesy ass movie. But
well, hey, how dare you? I love Slammin' Salmon.
Oh, I know that, but it's all about the one liners.
No, but just with Chris Evans.
Whatever, motherfucker.
No, but with Chris Evans, it's like there's a whole thing. There's like eat shit, you eat shit, fuck you.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay.
Like he's like the dickhead son.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a great heat check after Captain America.
Oh yeah. The hammer scene.
I know.
Gives me chills.
I know. Lastly, before we get to our fun 4th of July thing, the live-action Little Mermaid had a bunch of casting news this week.
Great. Okay.
Melissa McCarthy's your Ursula. I endorse.
Okay.
Awkwafina is Scuttle.
Huh?
You heard me.
Okay.
Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians and Ocean's 8.
I have not seen either of those movies.
Well, you've seen her.
Okay.
She's a thing.
Okay.
She's Scuttle. Today they announced Haley Berry, who I guess is on some Freeform show, and she's a singer, is Ariel.
Okay.
The internet melted down for obvious reasons.
Okay. Why?
Because she doesn't look like a normal Ariel.
Oh.
Well, you know. People need their Ariel to be white and redheaded.
Well, shit. I mean, Aquaman for...
I know.
It looked nothing like the comic book.
And it was great.
Yeah,
but, it was good. The two rumors are... Well, they don't have a Prince Eric yet, but they're looking at John Legend as Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
And I've heard people float out Jesse L. Martin for King Triton, and I'm all for it, because he can sing. People forget that. He's a Broadway dude.
Okay.
He's in the original cast of Rent, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Yeah. And there's no director yet, but I guess if it's heating up, they're going to announce a director soon, and I'm sure it'll probably be Gore Verbinski. Because whatever. He's good. I like
I'll probably be waiting to see that one, too. I don't know. I'm not a big...
I know. Yeah. But it was interesting. I was like, okay. I didn't realize it was actually being made yet. I was like, oh, they're going to wait till after Aquaman to even think about it.
Yeah.
Because Aquaman's like what I thought was going to be the canary in the coal mine for underwater movies.
Right, right. Well, it worked out for that.
It did. So. Over 900 million worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
I think it hit a billion, but it came close.
I mean, it's rewatchable. It's definitely rewatchable. And there's still some cheesy ass. Like I said, for me, it's like the first bit of the movie. I'm kind of like, I don't really care so much. And then it picks up. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in good shape now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun ride.
I mean, he eats the flower to make her not feel bad. That was nice.
Yeah, no, it's
silly.
It's got some cheese.
Wait, what was your Venom point that I totally cut you off on? I totally forgot. You're like, oh, I have a thing about Venom.
Oh, I already said it.
Oh, from the
Stan Lee
movie.
Stan Lee did
not. Oh, I meant the movie, though.
No.
Never mind.
The movie has just got its own clear issues, but I think that the people that made it kind of knew. It's like, okay, let's just see if it makes money. It's all it was to make money. It's all it was.
And it did.
It did make money, and they're making another one.
They are making another one.
So,
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, the last thing I want to do before...
No, Woody Harrelson I like. I do like him as... I understand the wig thing. I get it. We've already had that conversation.
I know, it's just funny as hell.
It's Cletus Cassidy because they were trying to... Because that's what he looks like in the comics. But they can shorten the hair or they can buzz it now. Now they can get rid of it.
Well, yeah,
they
now,
could technically
yeah, now
get
you can
rid of
retcon
it now.
Or just like, you know what, man?
Yeah,
let's just
but
roll
he
with
works
it.
As Cletus Cassidy. Yeah. But
okay,
yeah. It's
so last thing I want to do since on our 4th of July, I just wanted you to think of like the five movies that you think of when you think of like the 4th of July. It doesn't even have to be like because it's America, although some of mine are that.
Yeah,
but it could just be like what feels like a 4th of July movie to you.
Well, Independence Day.
Yeah. Okay.
Transformers.
What?
Yep, Transformers, the very first one came out on July 4th. The first one?
I know it did, but it doesn't even have to come out on July 4th.
Probably, for some reason, Armageddon.
That was a July 4th movie.
I think these are all Michael Bay movies, too.
Well, that's
Michael. No, Independence Day wasn't. Sorry.
It's Roland Emmerich.
Yeah.
But no. Michael Bay does have a fetish, so.
Yes, he does
many,
have a fetish,
but...
yeah. You said how many? Not not five, right?
I just said five. Oh, like.
Armageddon. What did I say? Transformers and
Transformers. That's a hot take.
No, that's just that. I do think of July 4th because of that movie because of when it came out and all the colors and shit.
Actually, I did have fond memories seeing the first one with your brother at the bootleg theater in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see it with you guys.
No, you weren't. You didn't come with us for that trip.
Oh wow. I must have been working.
You were working.
Oh, and I probably practiced.
I don't know.
It was a while ago.
It was when my parents. It was like when my parents got remarried for their 25th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was not there. You're right. Yeah, I had to stay home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's
it was
right.
That summer, we were like, well, we couldn't do anything because we were 18.
Bullshit.
Well, we were 18, so it was like, oh, let's go see Transformers. I guess.
Yeah,
so
I had to
we
work.
Just had the cab drop us off, and it was it was a fun theater experience because
because
with that, you got that teaser for Cloverfield, but no one knew what the hell it was at the time.
Yeah,
remember? Because like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know.
You know? Remember the teaser? For it, or it's like the house party, and then all of a sudden there's a monster attack. You don't see a monster, you just see the Statue of Liberty head roll.
Oh, yes!
Very famous
right.
teaser. And they don't tell
yeah.
you. It's like, what's Cloverfield?
I mean, that's what made most of its money, was just the anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Matt Reeves.
Yep.
For me, Jaws, obviously, is the number one.
Okay.
I watch it every year on 4th of July. In fact, after I post this, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
The Sandlot.
Really?
Okay. Well, because you got that awesome scene. It's like
a one-minute scenery
of the Ray Charles, America the Beautiful, that they're playing the night game.
Yep.
Like, that always feels like 4th of July to me.
I forgot about that.
Even though I don't watch the movie a lot, I am with you on Independence Day. Like, it's obvious, but also just like, you know what? Because you get the president's speech.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most of the other movie can pound sand for me, because it's just like, it's not rewatchable.
Rewatchable parts.
There's rewatchable parts, but it's not like Men in Black where I can just rewatch it no matter what.
Yeah, it's the plane scene with the.
That was my daughter's tablet.
Yeah, the plane scene when the initial fighter scene with Will Smith, the speech, the final battle with the planes where the president's, of course, they let the president, nobody in God's name would ever let the president.
We don't know. Of course, when the ship blows up the White House.
So yeah, but there's rewatchable scenes. That's it. So.
Most of Goldblum and Alex Hirsch or Judd Hirsch. My bad.
Yeah, I forgot about July Jaws.
Right. Well, that's like the quintessential.
I know. It was July 4th, the 4th of July. I forgot about that. That's I'm gonna be dumb. I'm not gonna say anything because you're gonna tromp it.
No, go ahead.
No. I'm saying that Jaws. I'm gonna steal it now. Yeah, Jaws is definitely.
You can take Jaws. Everyone deserves Jaws.
Yeah.
So I said Sandlot, Independence Day, Jaws. First, Team America.
Oh, see, and I wouldn't put that one on there. It's funny, but
Team America. It's a pitch perfect action movie parody, and it works as an action movie.
Yeah,
like it hits all the Michael Bay beats and it hits them hard.
It's funny, but yeah, I can't, that one's to me is not July 4th.
Oh,
it's not really much of
the theme song.
That too.
America, yeah. America, fuck yeah! Like, yeah. Come on, like it works.
Yeah, I am not knocking the film. It's a great one. It's a great one to watch when you're drinking with some friends. It's great. But no, I just
okay. And I think lastly, I had a sports movie on here. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I have a good one too. And it's from a while ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Silver Bullet.
Oh, okay.
Because the whole fireworks.
Okay.
Blows the firework in the werewolf's eye.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie. And that's not necessarily just the 4th of July, but I do think of the 4th of July with
it.
Well, I can watch that movie.
Because it works.
Any time of the year.
Yeah.
I love Silver Bullet.
It works.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
So I think my fifth. Actually, I'm going to throw in. Damn it. Like, I had a fifth, but I lost it. Because you really threw me for a loop on Transformers.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's why these are fun.
I can't. I don't even know what you'd be thinking of. You threw me off with Sandlot and Jaws. You just reminded me.
We put Sandlot in the group chat every year on 4th of July. Thank you for reading.
Well, I have it on mute because there's too many comments. Shotgun period of time.
Well, you know. I put a lot of news when it breaks. That's my function.
It's beautiful. We used to watch the Sandlot together all the time.
I know. And I still own it.
And so do we.
Somewhere.
On VHS.
I think I stole my VHS copy too.
We have a DVD too. I got it for like
a stock. I have a DVD where they give you like all the other two because they're like, well, here, take it.
Yeah.
It's all on one disc.
Right.
For my fifth, screw it. I'm just going to steal yours and also go Armageddon.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, let me back up. I'm sorry. No, I have a better space movie.
Okay.
Either Apollo 13.
Oh, that's a good one.
Apollo 13 or the right stuff. I would have put Saving Private Ryan on there, but like...
Yeah.
Like, that works too.
It just depends, I guess.
That's more Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But like, I would also recommend it if you can watch it First Man.
Oh,
I can't evangelize that movie enough.
Okay.
It was like one of the best theater experiences I've had in the last 5 years.
That's the one with
Gosling.
Gosling, yeah.
It's so well made.
Yeah, I like him, so I would probably watch that.
I know. Like my dad didn't want to like it, but he ended up liking it.
Well, that typically happens with Rocco.
I know.
But he's convinced until otherwise.
But yeah, like Apollo 13 would be my fifth.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
I wasn't ready for that question.
I wasn't either. When I'm like
July or the Jaws one, I had to take because I'm like, oh, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that one. You're so right. So,
well, it's not an original thing, so it's like everyone's 4th of July movie,
right?
So. All right, so we're gonna finish this out with what's good. What's good?
Let's see. Well, I already said the Swamp Thing, so, and I know it's canceled. Mm-hmm. You know what? I watched Ratatouille because we talked about the Disney movies, and my wife was very much enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
She never saw Ratatouille.
So good.
So I watched it with her.
Ratatouille is so and damn good. She's just
like, it is really good. She would not put it in her top five, though.
Well, I'm biased because I'm in the
tank. I have it in my top five, too.
I'm in the tank for Pat Nozzle, plus the story's just really good. Like, it's really unlike the other Pixar movies.
Oh, I love that. It's like, yeah, I like that
movie. I love Brad Bird so much.
But yeah, we watched that while Isaac was just not really paying attention. And then, man, what else did I that's kind of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that was the biggest thing.
This week, there wasn't much going on. Let's see. I want to shout out. I caught up on Big Little Lies.
Oh yeah,
dude, that show's on another reached another plane for me. Like Meryl Streep is awesome on it.
Oh well, she's
just like you just hate her immediate from the jump, and all she does is like dunk on Reese Witherspoon for being short.
Wow,
I know. Like Laura Dern is fucking hilarious this season because like her husband like gets them into some shit and they lose all their money.
Okay,
and he's just a dipshit. And then poor Adam Scott. Like, Adam Scott's getting to have fun now. But it's a really good season. I was worried that, like, they didn't need a second season because it ended kind of perfectly. But I'm glad it's back.
Are you going to watch Stranger Things? You're going to binge watch
that's
that?
What we're doing tomorrow after Allie gets home from work.
Yeah, we're going to start it tomorrow morning.
Yup. We're waiting till Sophie's down. We can just burn. Because there's only 8 of them, so.
Yeah,
I heard it's good.
Honestly, I mean, if she's not paying attention to it...
it's not even that. It's just, like, she just wants to watch her own shit. And, like, won't let you. It's like, no, I want to watch Tots, or I want to watch...
I hope it's good. I hope it's really good.
But I also been watching the show that comes on after Big Little Lies, Euphoria.
I've heard of that.
The show, it's got Zendaya on it.
Okay.
The first episode, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be into this. I'm going to punch out. But then I'm like, all right, I'll stick with it. Like, she's it takes place in a high school. It's very much like Skins. Like, dear Lord, it's like, very dark, and it's very graphic.
Oh, God.
But she's, like, a recovering drug addict. She gets out of rehab. She's still using. And visually, it's really cool, but, like, I was like, if it's just going to be about this, I'm like, I'm going to check out because it's depressing. And I say that as someone who, like, can't wait to watch Chernobyl. But, then they started, like, rounding out, like, the rest of the high school around her, and I'm like, okay, these are actually some interesting characters. Again, it's fucking dark, but the visuals are awesome.
Wow.
It's very well made. Zendaya is even good on it. It scares the shit out of me as a parent.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of cell phone stuff that I'm not okay with. Because you're like, Jesus Christ, like, where are your parents? But and you're like, well, how would you know? But that's been very... It's very interesting. I don't know if I like it, but I like a lot of pieces in it.
I'm way too far behind on TV shows.
That's okay. That's okay. That's kind of it right now. Like, cause I don't know. I just haven't been like watching stuff. I'm like starting to catch up on things.
Well, I'm gonna be binge. I'll be finished with Stranger Things.
Yeah, you and I will talk Stranger Things next week. Allie'll jump on too.
Does Wes watch Stranger Things?
No,
he hasn't watched any of them.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, Katie was just watching it without him, and then he's like, "Well, what's the point?"
Oh God, he's got to start watching.
Oh, I know. Like, he just never. I know. I told him that. I'm like, it's on his project list because he just finished Barry and he started What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, I gotta watch. I gotta. That's funny. That's the one I'm really interested in. I'm getting through Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. What We Do in the Shadows. You're gonna appreciate the shit out of one of the episodes. Okay. I won't ruin it for you. You'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the FX, right? Yeah. FX one. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't prepared for how funny, like, the Tribal Council one is.
Yeah, that's a good one. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, it's all Stranger Things from here on.
Yep, the Stranger Things. I'm gonna hopefully be able to talk about Spider-Man next week.
Yeah, I'll try to watch it. I'll see if I can get to see it. So,
in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a happy 4th of July. You know, be safe. Don't be like Jason Pierre-Paul and blow off half your hand.
Or set fires.
Or don't set fires, especially in California, because it's already hard enough to get home insurance out here, so don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just enjoy yourself. Maybe take a dip in the pool. Just, you know, relax. And if you have to go back to work on Friday, that sucks. I'm sorry. Because I do too.
I am too. So.
All right, well, have a good one and have a happy 4th.
Happy 4th.